This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Hackers have broken into U.S. federal agency networks, according to government officials on Sunday. The Treasury Department and Commerce Department were both breached. Now U.S. officials are trying to determine how big this cyber attack is and how the problem can be fixed. The FBI, and Homeland Security are both investigating. The hacks were revealed just days after a major cybersecurity firm disclosed that foreign government hackers had broken into its network and stolen the company's own hacking tools. Many experts suspect Russia is responsible for the attack. The first rounds of the U.S.'s COVID-19 vaccine has reached regional distribution centers across the United States. The super cool shipments of the newly approved Pfizer vaccine will make their way to healthcare workers and the elderly in nursing homes, possibly as soon as Monday, according to the Food and Drug Administration's commissioner, Stephen Hahn. As the first 2.9 million doses are distributed, cases continue to surge across the country, with deaths in the U.S. nearing 300,000, according to the Johns Hopkins University data tracking system. Hahn said it is possible that 20 million Americans will be able to get vaccinated with the first of two required doses by the end of December. Italy has surpassed Britain to become the nation in Europe with the highest death toll from the coronavirus. Italy is also where the continent's pandemic began. Sunday, the nation registered 484 COVID-19 deaths in one day, one of the lowest one-day death counts in a month. The latest deaths pushes Italy's official toll up to 64,520. This is VOA News. As countries approve a COVID-19 vaccine, the urgent need for people to receive the inoculation continues to grow, with cases and deaths spiking to record highs in several countries. The Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency said Sunday that South Korea recorded a record daily increase in coronavirus cases for a second straight day, with just over 1,000 new infections. In the U.S. last week, the western state of California recorded more than 25,000 new infections in one day. According to the Johns Hopkins University, there have been more than 71 million global COVID infections and 1.6 million deaths. The Brazilian government has unveiled its long-awaited national vaccination plan against COVID-19, with an initial goal of vaccinating 51 million people, or about one-fourth of the population, in the first half of 2021. In a document sent to the Supreme Court, which had given the government a deadline to draw up the plan, the health ministry said 108 million doses will be available for priority vaccination of vulnerable groups that includes health workers, elderly people, and indigenous communities. The president, however, is being criticized that the plan is not well thought out. Jair Bolsonaro has also been criticized for downplaying the virus. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has ordered a Christmas lockdown amid an alarming rise in coronavirus cases in the country. Under new emergency measures, all schools and non-essential shops across Germany are to close, and bars and restaurants will remain shut. In a bid to deter outside gatherings during the period, the sale of fireworks is banned, as is drinking alcohol in public. The only concession for Christmas is that up to 10 people will be allowed to meet indoors. Currently, a maximum of 5 people from 2 different households is allowed to gather in homes. Religious events in churches, synagogues, and mosques may take place if strict hygiene rules are followed. Brexit negotiations will continue past Sunday. The European Union and Britain said they would ignore the self-imposed deadline to complete post-Brexit trade negotiations. Sunday was the original deadline. John le Carré, the preeminent writer of espionage fiction in English, has died at the age of 89. Le Carré's literary agency, Curtis Brown, said Sunday that he died in Cornwall, Southwest England, on Saturday after a short illness. The death was not related to COVID-19. Both David Cornwell, le Carré, born David Cornwell, rather, le Carré worked for Britain's intelligence service before turning his experience into fiction. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. VOA News.